Texte numéro 106. The new age of space exploration will need the rule of law and a system of arms control. Neil Armstrong's moon landing 50 years ago was not an end in itself, but a means of signalling America's extraordinary capabilities. The next 50 years will look very different. Falling costs, new technologies, Chinese and Indian ambitions, and a new generation of entrepreneurs promise a bold era of space development. It will almost certainly involve tourism for the rich and better communications networks for all. In the long run, it might involve mineral exploitation and even mass transportation. Space will become ever more like an extension of Earth, an arena for firms and private individuals, not just governments. But for this promise to be fulfilled, the world needs to create a system of laws to govern the heavens, both in peacetime and, should it come to that, in war. China plans to land people on the moon by 2035. President Donald Trump's administration wants Americans to be back there by 2024. Falling costs make this showing off more affordable than before. Between 1958 and 2009, almost all of the spending in space was by state agencies. In the past decade, the private sector has provided more money. Two new commercial models exist or are within reach: the big business of launching and maintaining swarms of communication satellites in low orbits, and the niche one of tourism for the rich. In the future, space development could remake how humanity lives. Elon Musk hopes to send settlers to Mars. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, wants to see millions of people making a living on space stations. As well as capital and ideas, the private sector provides much greater efficiency. Space might seem to offer reasons for optimism, but for it to realise its promise, the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, that declares space to be the province of all mankind and forbids claims of sovereignty, needs to be reviewed. Many questions are still unanswered. Who would have the best claim to use the ice at the poles of the moon for life support? Should Martian settlers be allowed to do what they like to the environment? Who is liable for satellite collisions? Space is already crowded. Military activity in space has no well-tested protocols or rules of engagement. Now America, China and India are turning their armed forces spaceward. Mr. Trump plans to set up a space force. Emmanuel Macron, France's president, also announced the formation of a new space command. It is a mistake to promote space as a romanticised Wild West, an anarchic frontier where humanity can rediscover its destiny. For space to fulfil its promise, governance is required. Adapted from The Economist, July 2019.